You're listening to an edited version of the live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for further podcasts wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com.
I don't know what else to call it. I'm going to say it's an inspirational 3 days on the road here. If you often wonder, where can I go for help? It's out there. But who provides that help? You do. Folks in the community do. You are helping your neighbors. You know, as I mentioned earlier, Mahatma Gandhi had said, be the change you wish to see in the world. Man, we are on the road, our tow rope tour, and we are talking with folks who embrace that idea. You know, Tom Schultz here back at Voices of Montana for the tow rope tour. Thank you so much for joining us in Helena, Montana. And as I think here, before I introduce Richard Miltenberger from Mountain Health Co-op, I'm looking at the Helena Independent Record here. And as we are talking about who tow rope heroes are, and you don't have to be the biggest hero in the world. You're just somebody who's out there to help. This front page article, Towns and Rallies Behind Effort to Open Rec Center. That rec center doesn't get open unless somebody rallies behind it. And welcome again to Voices of Montana. Tom Schultz is from Montana for Montana. On this tow rope tour, we were in Lewistown, we were in Great Falls, a lot of inspirational stories. Now we're in Helena, Montana, at the site of our main sponsor, Mountain Health Co-op, and Richard Miltenberger is with us here as the CEO of the organization. It's no coincidence, or maybe it just is plain coincidence, because, Richard, we look at that front page, there are folks out there helping, and sometimes their story gets told, sometimes their story doesn't get told, but they are still doing it.
You know, Tom, I think most of these stories don't get told, and that's what's so exciting about what we're doing with this tow rope tour, is all over the state talking to people. What an amazing year last year. Lots of troubles, obviously, but how many people were helping other people in the midst of the pandemic? And here in Townsend, we have the rec center that's going to be opened, and it doesn't happen on its own. These are people helping people.
I love this. I love this whole promotion. I like the idea of people, as we have learned, people nominating folks like Dave Grant here from Winnet, Montana. This was a nomination. And it's just this. Dave is always willing to drop anything to help a neighbor or person traveling through Winnet. He owns and operates B&D Service and has served the community as fire warden with 40 years on the volunteer fire department. We are getting those nominations. Go to northernbroadcasting.com if you want to nominate a tow rope hero. We've got some grand prizes, a nice grand prize to talk about. But Richard, let's get into healthcare. Let's get into, and as you and I kind of were exchanging some emails, I think, through this pandemic, the nurses, the doctors, the administrators, everybody that were frontline, essential, they put everything on the line to get our communities through this.
Right. We're now finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and what a great day. But for the past year, we've been watching people put themselves in harm's way for the benefit of others.
Yeah.
It's been a great year for tow ropes.
And I think doctors are almost all of them, I'm going to say, are tow rope heroes because they put in a lot of hours and care deeply, and nurses as well, everybody in that medical profession. Do you know
some? Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we've watched here in Helena as the folks that have been some of them taking multiple shifts in a row to make sure that the ICU, the emergency rooms were open, fully staffed during a very difficult time. Now we're coming out of that time, but we can't forget what these folks have done and what they mean to our community.
Yeah, and a lot of folks have expressed that appreciation in other ways, and we've learned that in Lewistown. We learned that in Great Falls, how the community members know what they're going through and showing their support. I kind of want to shift gears a little bit because healthcare is always, it's a complex issue, and it's always evolving. And it's evolving even now as we speak because recently the federal government approved about $1.9 trillion COVID relief money, the American Rescue Plan, and some of that, well, a lot of that is geared toward healthcare. You guys are a member-owned, member-governed co-op, and as we have said on this program before, I like that co-op model, and I think you said that is sort of getting healthcare outside of the box, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we believe in nonprofit healthcare, but, that's not enough. We think that the idea of a cooperative where the members, the patients, are actually in control, they elect the board is made of members, it just adds a different dynamic. We hope it really takes fire in Montana, is bringing that co-op model. We all know about co-ops, from electric co-ops, from telephone co-ops. But this is a different one. It's healthcare, and we think it works well.
Well, and the cool thing about it is that these are your members. These are people who use your service. And so when they come to the table, they're probably going, hey, Richard, you know, this happened. Can we adjust this and do that? You guys probably must be continually looking over what kind of services you offer.
Absolutely. We'll be talking later about some new technology being used here in Helena. We'll have Adrian Hines talking about some exciting healthcare opportunities that are on the build right here. So there's lots to talk about, lots to experience. I would say what everybody needs to be aware of right now, if you are not insured, this is the time to get insured, because that American Rescue Plan is providing funding. It costs less to get coverage today than it did 3 months ago. And that's not just with our company, but folks need to get to their insurance agent, find out what's available, because if you're not covered, you can get covered now, and for many people, zero premium because of the American Rescue Plan.
I think that's almost something that's hard to believe for a lot of people, isn't it? How do you convince them of that? How do you get them in to at least consult and figure out how much my health insurance could afford me?
You know, it's a challenge because a lot of people, they're busy, and they assume it costs more than they can afford. But again, with this new funding through this is the new version of the CARES Act. Everybody knew about the CARES Act last year. The ARP, or American Rescue Plan, is providing funding. So let's take advantage of it and get ourselves insured.
So just go to a broker?
Yeah, go to your insurance agent, someone that does health insurance. And any individual who does health insurance, any agent in this state, will be able to talk to them about this. And if not, they're 100% welcome to talk to us directly. And, of course, we're available, you know, to anybody, mhc.coop. They can find us. And we're on the internet, but find coverage. Don't just look at our company. Look anywhere. But of course, we love it when we have our members, right?
Yeah,
But we want folks to be covered.
What is new in healthcare? I think as we think or say that, you know, there's telehealth, telemedicine, that is probably changing the whole dynamic.
You know, it is, and yet at the same time, we think that's an important tool, telehealth, and we encourage people to use that as they can. It does not take the place of being kneecap to kneecap with your physician. There are things that they can see that he or she can see in your health just by that exam. So we encourage people when they can to make that appointment, go in to see their physician, either for their annual physical or when they have a healthcare problem. But we do have telehealth available, and that's an important tool, even for mental health. Folks can get counseling during these difficult times.
Richard Miltenberger is with us, the Mountain Health Co-op, and this is the Total Rope Tour on Voices of Montana. I'm Tom Schultz. We were just talking yesterday, as a matter of fact, as we were in Great Falls, the folks, the bereavement center there, and the Camp Francis director was with us, and talking about how healthcare has like evolved to a new level when it comes to counseling services. And you had said that the health insurance company is also adjusting to that.
You know, back when I started in this business, which is eons ago, back in the 1980s, mental health services were typically not covered by insurance. And the world has changed. And thank goodness today we all recognize this is an important and critical part of healthcare. And so you mentioned the St. Francis program for childhood bereavement. Those folks, I mean, they have a heart the size of Montana. They do amazing work with those kids, and we need to make sure people get connected to the health care they need, including, and there's nothing to be ashamed of. People need to step up and say, hey, I need some counseling. And right now through telehealth, it's generally at no charge, zero copay.
That's one of the areas where telehealth is making an immediate difference, isn't it?
It is. It's made a big difference in people's lives. You know, we actually find that for some people, a telehealth visit for mental health services for counseling is something that allows them to stay in the privacy of their home and really begin to access these services that maybe they've avoided in the past.
Montanans and a lot of folks in general, too, are becoming more and more concerned about taking control of their own health. Things like that, because they're looking at long-term, I think, quality of life effects. How has the insurance companies how has that adjusted to this wellness?
You know, I would tell you that, again, that's an area where historically insurance companies have kind of not been in the front of the pack. And today it really is different. All the major health insurance companies and certainly Mountain Health Co-op have programs to provide wellness. We provide it for all of our employer groups at no extra charge. And having that extra impetus to catch people when they are in a place of change where they say, I'm ready. I'm ready to stop smoking. I'm ready to lose some weight. Catching them there and helping them with those tools, not berating them, not shaming them, just helping them along is something that we think is important, and we do it every day.
A little X's and O's on what that help looks like. Insurance will cover initial counseling or consultations. What does a basic wellness program look like?
Well, there's two elements here. Pardon me. Two elements, Tom. One really has to do with what I would consider traditional wellness, annual visits to your physician. That's where they might do a blood draw. They might check your white blood count. They might do all those clinical things. And we don't want people to lose sight of that. Some folks are saying, well, I'm going to take care of my own health. That's great. But you don't always know what's happening behind the skin. And so we encourage the annual visits to the physician office, get those checkups. But there's a whole other component that's engaging with a wellness program. Those tools are available. We encourage people to use them.
I think people, and I can speak for myself too, are leery about going to the doctor because they don't want to find out, you know, that there's just always that fear factor when you're talking about your own health. I want to use that to shift into, so you're in a wellness program and you go to the doctor and you find out you have got like cancer or something right. That's life threatening. Talk about how healthcare and healthcare coverage has adapted to that critical care model.
So, you know, you raise a great question. It really ties into the discussion we had a minute ago, too, Tom. Historically, you have that meeting with your oncologist, with your physician, and let's just use cancer as an example. We move forward to the clinical piece and we leave out the mental health element. People are going through a crisis at that point mentally. That doesn't help their physical condition.
Yeah.
And we encourage people, make sure you make that extra call to a mental health provider. Get some counseling. You and your family, because this is going to affect the whole family.
The co-op insurance model, Richard, and we're here at Mountain Health Co-op on the Tow Rope Tour. It's 810 Hialeah here in Helena, Montana. We'll be here, in fact, until about noon today. So in the Helena area on KCAP, love our affiliates, Montana Radio Company. Stop by. We've got donuts and conversation and coffee. Richard, talk about how the co-op model then in of itself is changing the world of healthcare.
You know, great example of that. So we have a member board. Our members, the folks that are writing checks every month for health insurance, elect board members who are themselves members. So you have a whole different dynamic, and I'll give you a great example of that. We're the only health insurance company that provides reimbursement for a dental checkup every year. You don't have to buy separate dental insurance.
Oh.
And this is not going to cover a crown. It's going to get you into the dentist, find out what's wrong, get that exam paid for. And that's something that comes from our board. Our board, you know, saying, hey, what can we do about dental health? The head is connected to the rest of the body. Let's not treat it as a different organism.
This exciting hour here ahead as we look at what's ahead for today from Helena, Montana on the Tow Rope Tour. Adriana Hines is going to join us here in just a little bit. In fact, there she is. We'll take a break. We'll get her settled in. She is with the Chaudière Children's Hospital. It'll be so fun to kind of talk about and learn more about this program because, as I understand, it started – we got about a minute here. It started as an orphanage. Just remarkable story. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Chaudière, it's a Helena success story. You talk about tow ropes. A lot of people at Chaudière helping people all around the state and all around the country. They have, well, we'll hear from Adrian in a minute, but Chaudière has developed from really being a traditional, you know, model to help troubled kids to really a more of a full-scale medical, concept.
Yeah, and Adriana, hi, thank you. We're going to take a break, and we'll come on back again. It's the Tow Rope Tour. You can nominate your tow rope here. We'd love to have you go to our website, northernbroadcasting.com or voicesofmontana.com, and take care of that. That'd be great. We want to talk to your heroes out there as well. We're back with more here in just a little bit. From Montana, for Montana, Voices of Montana. It's From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana, the Tow Rope Tour. Day 3 of Leg 1. We'll be traveling to your area across the state. Again, go to northernbroadcasting.com. Look up Tow Rope and nominate a Toll Rope hero. Back here with Richard Miltenberger from Mountain Health Co-op. He's the president and CEO, and we are in Helena, Montana, 810 Hialeah. So if you want to stop by and visit, that'd be cool. Guess who has stopped by? It's Adriana Hines. Hi, Adriana. How are you doing?
Hi, Tom. I'm great. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. I know it wasn't just a stop by because we reached out to you because when we talk about – you're the major gifts manager for Showdare, and you probably have a ton of Toll Rope heroes that you'd like to talk about.
Oh, my goodness. We have many Toll Rope heroes we'd like to talk about. And – you know, when we started discussing who would we truly nominate as a Toll Rope hero, we wondered what are the true characteristics of a Toll Rope hero. We wanted pride in themselves, pride in work they've done, the ability to communicate and be an advocate for others, maybe who have been in a similar situation that they have. And then also, you know, just wanting to create a sense of togetherness. So our nominee is Bella Nyman. Bella Nyman is 18 years old. She lives in Helena, Montana. And Bella first started having panic attacks when she was in first grade.
Wow.
In second grade, she started, the doctors started to begin a diagnosis of bipolar disorder. And by fifth grade, it was full on bipolar. Her family really struggled with a mental health crisis within their family. They didn't really have the tools and resources, nor did she, in understanding and how to deal with self-harm and the issues that come along with mental health behavior.
Right.
So she came to us at Showdare and entered our mental health and behavioral health treatment program. And today we are really, really excited. She would tell you herself that Showdare changed her life. And today she's actually not able to be here on the interview because she's at work. So she works at a coffee shop north of town. She's a Carroll College student right now. She's learning and studying to be a dog trainer because she has a therapy dog herself and she understands the support and tools that a therapy dog can provide. And she's also just starting an internship with us where she can help other kids in crisis across the state of Montana. We're really, really proud of her, and because of her commitment to herself in kind of tackling behavioral health, she is also our child champion within Showdare Children's Hospital.
Oh, cool. You know, but this is sort of the end of the tunnel, so to speak. Going through that entire process, that's difficult. That's challenging, and it's hard to talk about. Can you talk about some of the challenges that she overcame and maybe if she had a Toll Rope hero who helped her along outside of Showdare?
Sure. So, you know, mental health and behavioral health issues, really, you don't really see the end of the tunnel. You're continuing through it, and you have to continue to have resources and touch points along the way. So not only the staff of Showdare, but certainly her family, we helped with the family component in educating them on how to help with suicidal ideation, how to help with self-harming issues, and really create a culture of strength and confidence in this young lady who's able to kind of set the world on fire. And we're really proud of her that she's reaching out and extending that ability of herself to others that are experiencing or have experienced the same level of pain and agony in their life.
Nobody can tell the story better, right?
Right.
Yeah. So that's Bella, and thank you for doing that. Thank you for the work that you're doing there. Talk about the kind of work that you guys are geared toward. What might be new and developing for Showdare. I know that you guys have got a large expansion project going on, and then you're getting a lot of community support for that.
Yes, thank you. First of all, for the opportunity to talk about Bella, but also to share the opportunity to share the exciting news that we have going on. As Richard mentioned, and you did too, Tom, Showdare has been around for 125 years.
I can't believe it. Started as an orphanage. There's a story behind that, isn't
Correct.
There?
Correct. Yeah. The orphan trains that started back east, one of the last, the end point was in Helena, Montana for a certain route on the orphan train. And so those orphans were really left with nothing. So an orphanage was started for kids, and then it grew into a pediatric center in Montana. But then as communities developed their own pediatric centers in their own community hospitals, a pediatric center wasn't necessarily needed anymore because people were able to seek care in their own communities in Montana for their kids. Then it became a chemical dependency center. And now what we are today is we are the only comprehensive acute and residential care facility in Montana focusing on mental and behavioral health for children 3 to 18.
Wow.
We offer a residential program. We offer outpatient services. We have a group home. And probably the biggest thing, and that we've expanded to in this last year, and you guys just discussed this regarding healthcare across Montana, is telehealth. Currently, right now, we do about 1,500 visits per month across the state of Montana for kids in crisis.
Wow. You know what? I got to take a break here. And I know you've got an announcement, and that'll be cool. This is a little tease. We'll get to that on the other side of these news headlines. But it strikes me that no one ever loses – it becomes a job, obviously – but no one seems to lose sight of the fact that you started out as an orphanage, that you started out to help people. That still is a core for everybody, I suppose, who works there. Is that right?
The mission has been and will always continue to be to serve the children of Montana. So again, we're kids 3 to 18, and our mission is truly to serve them. Now, as you are starting to see across Montana, there's more dialogue about the mental health crisis. We're certainly seeing more op-eds. Just yesterday, there was an article in the Bozeman Chronicle about the need for inpatient behavioral health care, and it truly is a need that we're delivering. And we have been invited to multiple communities across our state already. We have an outpatient clinic in Missoula and one in Butte, and we've been invited to several other communities to make sure that we have a presence there to support the needs of the communities across the state.
You know, and I think that makes maybe those long days worth it at the job, so to speak, to know that you are making that kind of difference in the world and in your community. We'll be back after a short break here, Toll Rope Tour, live from Helena, Montana, 810 Hialeah, Mountain Health Co-op. But here first is Brian Bennett with headlines. Up Montana. It's from Montana for Montana. Tom Schultz alongside, again, Helena, Montana. Here in just a little bit, we'll be speaking with Brad Smith and Camry Coulter from Valley Sand and Gravel. Also up a bit later on from 1889 Coffee, Brett Wench is with us. But a few more minutes here with Adriana Hines from Chaudière Hospital, major gifts manager there. And also Richard Miltenberger is with us here from Mountain Health Co-op.
Hey, thanks, Tom. And we have Adriana Hines, and Adriana is with Chaudière Children's Hospital, one of the best institutions in Montana, let alone Helena. Adriana, I got to ask you a question. We know, you know, just living in Helena, we hear the rumors. Tell us about what's going on at Chaudière Children's Hospital. You're on the doorstep of some pretty exciting news, aren't you?
Yes. You know, as we discussed earlier, the need that exists across Montana for behavioral and mental health services has just become so huge. So we've decided to tackle this head on and address the issue in the most expansive and comprehensive initiative that we've ever tackled in 125 years.
Wow.
So currently we're focused on a building project to help us serve more children in Montana in a facility that's safe and flexible in order to meet the demands of the kids that are suffering across Montana. So on May 25th, we're going to have an on-site event to kick off a very special once-in-a-life experience for all of us and all of Montana at Chaudière. It really is going to resonate across the state of Montana and introduce to all Montana residents a powerful way to help.
Well, that's beautiful. I've got to say, hey, it's not only going to help the kids, but here in Helena, we need a boost. And there's jobs. We have people in this building, a lady who's across the hall from where we're sitting now. Her husband is an electrician. And that's bringing jobs to Helena. I think that's exciting. This construction project will be there for the kids for 100 years, but it's helping Helena right now.
Absolutely. You know, we have a team of great architects and a contractor on site currently. The building has already begun in construction, so I would welcome you guys to come over and stop by or even just drive by. You can see the construction underway. Right now we have 425 employees, and all of those employees will transition to the new hospital.
This is so cool. How do you keep from just jumping out of your chair in excitement or something like this?
It's very, very exciting, but we're holding tight to make a really special announcement on May 25th.
Okay, all right. Well, right. I'm not going to get it out of her more than that. Look, for May 25th. Cool, we got 1 minute here. Talk about, I think Chaudière is not just in Helena, but you guys help neighboring communities all across Montana. I want to get that word out, too.
Sure. You know, we're still doing the analytics, but in 2019 and 2020, we served kids from 53 counties across Montana. So that is amazing to see the kids that travel or are seeking care through our outpatient services. So it really defines the need that exists across the entire state, not just in the 12 cities that we have in Montana.
And regionally, from outside of Montana, right?
No, our mission is really to service and focus on Montana kids.
Did not know that. Okay.
There's plenty of room to serve others, but honestly, the need is so great in Montana, it's really our focus to take care of them.
Give me a good contact real quick. A good contact for people who just want to learn more.
Sure. Please visit our website at www.showdare.org.
All right. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Adriana Hines. We're back with more here. Toll Rope Tour live from Helena, Montana. From Montana for Montana. This is Voices of Montana.
You're listening to a podcast from the live Voices of Montana radio show. Be sure to check out the full podcast page at voicesofmontana.com for a full listing of all our programs. We've been covering Montana issues for more than 20 years. Thanks for listening today.
The fastest hour in Montana radio continues. Call 1-866-627-5483. And join Montana's statewide radio talk show, Voices of Montana, with Tom Schultz.
The scientists, the sociologists have discovered it, have talked about it. You live longer. You live happier. You have less stress in your life if you're out there volunteering, if you're out there helping your community. And I know you are. That's what the Toll Rope Tour is about. Tom Schultz back here. 810 Hialeah Mountain Health Co-op, one of our major sponsors for the Toll Rope Tour. We were in Lewistown on Tuesday, Great Falls yesterday. I know you guys are following that on Facebook and submitting those Toll Rope nominations. Thank you for that. We will continue. We've got other towns to cover. We'll cover all of Montana as much as we can here. But it doesn't matter where you're from, okay? Like Megan McDonald from Jordan, Montana. She works as an RN in the Garfield County Health Department. Not been actively working until the COVID-19 outbreak. And then what did she do? She stepped up and got back in and helped Garfield County, and she was nominated from Jordan, Montana. Thank you so much for that, Megan, and thank you for that nomination. We are here again, as I mentioned, at Mountain Health Co-op. The president of Mountain Health Co-op, Richard Miltenberger, is here, and now joined by Valley Sand and Gravel's Brad Smith and Camry Coulter. Now, Coulter, I have to say, I talked with Camry on the phone, and she lined Brad up, and then she's got a mic handy just in case Brad, you know, throws her under the bus or something like that. Valley Sand and Gravel, Brad, thank you for being here. I know in talking with some of the community members, you were nominated as a Toll Rope Hero, and that goes back to what I think the Montana Radio Company did as Toll Rope Heroes in this Helping Grand promotion. But that was not the first time that you've stepped up to help your community. What do you guys do at Valley Sand and Gravel, and why do you do it?
My dad started his first business in 1973. He bought the local campground, the KOA, down on Montana Avenue. We started there. From there, we kind of morphed into a mom-and-pop sand and gravel operation. got bigger and bigger. We had a lot of flooding down in the valley. Our trailer park and campground flooded a lot. So we know what that's like. We've helped out with a lot of flooding victims and donating sand and sandbags and helping fill sandbags up. When this Helping Grand started, I was at a restaurant eating. They weren't very busy, and just thought, what a good way to help out would to just extend it for 3 or 4 days. Montana Radio Company really helped out and got us on there, and boy, it really blew up into something big after that.
It did, didn't it? And I think we'll talk about that here later on locally too. But you said you called Kevin, right?
Yep.
Kevin with Montana Radio Company, and what was that conversation like?
I just wanted to run it past him and see what he thought, and you know, when I very first started it. It didn't seem like maybe it was something that was going to go anywhere, but we ended up doing quite a bit with Toys for Tots that also. And he called me up and said, you know, let's extend it for 3 days before Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And We did that, and it just kept rolling.
See, is that typical of a tow rope hero story in terms of just don't overthink it? You didn't overthink it, did you?
Right. No, it literally came to me in 3 or 4 minutes of sitting at the local restaurant here in town, and, you know, it was by the seat of my pants. I called them up on my way back to the gravel pit after lunch, and it was, you know, a 2-minute conversation, and next thing you know, he was out at the pit, and we discussed it with me and Camry and him, and it worked out really well.
That's Brad Smith. Camry Coulter is with us as well from Valley Sand and Gravel. Richard Miltenberger. I'm Tom Schultz. So what advice would you give then to somebody who is just thinking about, you know, I've got a plan, or I see a need. I just don't know how to start. Maybe I should make a phone call. Maybe they talk themselves out of doing it before they even give it a try. What advice would you give, Brad?
Right. Totally different ways of giving back to your community. It's not just money. It can be labor, or, you know, picking up if trash, or, I mean, there's a million things you can do. I just think if you can see something, just jump in, and if it works, great. If it doesn't, you tried, and, yeah, you know, if you see something else later on, give her a go again.
Okay. Are you an example of somebody who's going to live longer? Are you an example? Of course, you're a business owner, so there's plenty of stress in life as a business owner, Valley Sand and Gravel. But because you volunteer and because your workers volunteer, talk about that camaraderie. Talk about how that brings you guys together and gets you focused not only on community goals but business goals as well.
Right. One of the years that we flooded bad, we had a couple shooter trucks. They're kind of a gravel slinger of sort.
It's on your Facebook. It's on your website, right?
Absolutely.
That's a shooter truck.
Yep.
It's really cool.
They are sweet. It's every man's dream job. The biggest remote control truck you can buy. So one of the years we were flooding, the Helena Gun Club let us bring a whole bunch of sand in there, which is right next to where it floods all the time. And there was one night that we couldn't keep sand in there with dump trucks fast enough.
Wow.
There were so many people wanting bags that we brought our shooter trucks in, and we just let the conveyor run with sand in it, and we just put the bag underneath, and we were filling up as fast as you could put a bag underneath it. And I know a couple of my guys that have been with me for a long time, Ron and Mike, they spent I know there was a couple nights we were out there till 10, 11 o'clock at night, and they donated their time, and it's camaraderie is great. It really brings the spirits up.
Thank you for being a tow rope hero. I'm going to have Camry grab that mic. And maybe this is and he didn't throw you under the bus at all, did he?
No. Should have.
Yeah, I know you should have. Yeah. Are there – and maybe this is not a fair question, but are there – because sometimes you have to know what you're capable of, and you have to kind of stay in your wheelhouse a little bit. So you have to, I guess, say no, right? Or do you have to you know, when Brad has all these great ideas, do you say, oh, you know, Brad, we don't have the manpower for this? Or what's the process of that? I think for people who are trying to give, they want to give all the time, but then that makes their giving a little bit less effective.
Right. I'm always for volunteering in any level, I suppose. I do, you know, we do lots of little things, and when we can do the big things, we do. But the little things, it is crazy how you find out later how much of an impact something little can make as well. So I think any level of volunteering is huge. Depends on who's receiving it.
Yeah.
As simple as giving blood. She gave blood last week, you know, and I need to start doing that for sure. But simple things like that, it really adds up.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you guys for being,
thank you,
you know, a strong member of this community and supporting. And I know I'm probably speaking for a lot of people who you guys have helped out, man. Brad and Cameron, everybody at Bally Sand and Gravel, they're great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Yep. Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining.
Yep, going to take a quick break, and then we'll come on back. And we've got a couple more to get to as Brett Winch is going to join us from 1889 Coffee, a story to talk about there. We are at 810 Hialeah. We'll be here until about noon today. Also broadcasting live locally on KCAP from the Montana Radio Company, our affiliate here in Helena, Montana. So break upcoming and more to come from the Total World Tour. All right, welcome back here. Again, as I keep mentioning, it's 810 Hialeah. Come down to Mountain Health Co-op, and as we have got Richard Miltenberger here, a major sponsor here for the Tow Rope Tour. We've talked a little bit earlier about healthcare coverage. Some of that can pick your pockets, but come down to, with Mountain Health Co-op. Quality coverage doesn't have to come with a compromise, and there are services that are associated with this. 24/7 phone access to doctors, so you can get the information you need and take charge of your own health care. Zero out-of-pocket cost on most insulins. That is helping a ton of folks. Heart medications, other necessary prescriptions covered. MountainHealth.coop. Again, it's a co-op. It's governed by you as a member. So look them up and see how you can start saving. And Richard Miltenberger here with us, president of Mountain Health Co-op. You know this gentleman. You know Brett Winch from 1889 Coffee.
Everybody in Helena knows Brett. Brett, great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
It has been so exciting to watch a business in Helena expand during this pandemic. You guys had one location, now have two.
Yes, sir.
And we want to talk just a little bit. You've been nominated as a tow rope hero by the Helena Chamber. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I don't know why I got chosen for this, but I very much appreciate it. And, you know, more than anything, I think the Chamber should be probably here speaking instead of me. What they did for us during the whole pandemic was amazing. You know, the first month that it hit, I mean, you know, everybody tells you, you know, the government tells you you're closing down and, you know, drive through only and all this stuff. And first 30 days were hard. We lost a lot of money and wasn't sure if we were going to survive as a small business, you know. And for some reason, 30 days later, the Chamber just got involved and started advertising, you know, buy local, support local. And the community is so great that I think they gave us chances. People that maybe wouldn't come to that side of town up on Prospect, they would come up there. Hey, you're a local business. I didn't realize that. A lot of people thought we were a franchise when we first opened, I think just because of the way we did it and stuff. But we did that, and just them plugging away and continued to support us and did all their signs that they did, it really started helping, and we started seeing, wow, our numbers aren't as bad as we thought they were going to be. And we just kept growing and growing and growing. And again, we just love the community here. And I do it. Attest some of what we did to prior to the pandemic. You know, we went out and networked ourselves throughout the community too. But I tell you, overall, it is a community event here. And
how many jobs have you guys brought to this community?
Right now, we have 38 team members.
Wow.
And out of that, we still have 14 of our original team members from 2.5 years ago.
Boy, that speaks so loudly about the kind of organization you run. And I've got to say, great coffee, great sandwiches. You guys are hit it out of the park every time.
Well, we were voted best of Helena coffee in 2020, so that was a good accomplishment 2 years in also. So we appreciated that.
I know that means – it means an awful lot. It means you're doing something right, at least.
It does.
It's a good check on that, right? Yeah,
yes,
how are we doing? With all those employees, Brett, and Brett Winch is with us here, Toro Piro, 1889 Coffee, how much did it weigh on you as the pandemic hit? And your sales were, for a lot of reasons, because of the forced economic shutdown, to handle this, and then the extension of the, flatten the curve kind of thing. How much did it weigh on you as a business owner to keep your employees going?
It was huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it was huge. It was stress that you wouldn't believe. Maybe that's why I had my heart attack in May. Who knows? But,
yeah.
You know, it was tough. I mean, and I look at a lot of people that have worked for me or their siblings had worked for me in the past that had come on this adventure with us to build this business. And so, you know, I look at every one of these people as family. And so it was tough, you know, to how are we going to make this work? And, you know, it's just my wife, my daughter, and a brother-in-law out of Great Falls and I that own this thing. So it's not like we have all this huge capital just sitting around that we could support it. So it was, you know, it was nerve wracking, but again, it's, you know, thanks to the community. And we, you know, I look at it sometimes it's better to be lucky than good sometimes. And I think we're pretty lucky with a lot of things.
So. Well, you've been good too. You've been a good employer. I know a young lady who works for you folks and speaks very highly of the good. And I think that's an area where, as a tow rope hero for Montana, you and all the other employers that have pulled people back into employment, and you've got people working again and doing good things and training people. So thank you for all you do.
Oh, yeah, and I think one of the big things for us, too, that's exciting is when the pandemic hit, when we were able to start getting back into the groove,
yeah.
Our team wanted to come back. We had team members asking us, hey, when can I come back? I had one team member out of, back then it was 23, 24 maybe, that actually did the unemployment. Otherwise, everybody just wanted to come back to work. And that was great to us.
Great story. We got 1 minute here. Who would be your tow rope hero? It doesn't have to be anybody recent. It can go back. If when you think about a tow rope hero, somebody who – yeah. You
got real that? Simple, real yeah. simple. Probably my father-in-law, Dennis Connor. He has a law firm up in Great Falls, and his work ethic and the way he treats his family, number one, and then the way that he treats his employees and is just unbelievable. He's just such a wonderful man, and I've been married to his wife for 32 years, and he's taught me a lot, you know, over these years. So he'd probably be my tow rope hero.
That's great.
Definitely.
That came from the heart. That wasn't rehearsed. That wasn't that's beautiful. Thank you for what you do. What's going on at 1889 Coffee? We've got just a couple of seconds here.
You know, we expanded over to the new Farmer State Bank over across from Woody's Car Wash there. We have that bank location going. We coffee and pastries now. We should have food by the end of the month, and we're just going to keep plugging that location along and just keep hiring some of these young men and women in Helena.
Thanks for what you do. Thanks for being a positive part of this community.
Hey, we appreciate what you guys do, and thanks for allowing me to be a part of this.
Yeah, good job. Richard, good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to be live here, too, on a local affiliate, KCAP, for a couple more hours, talking about more of the community members who are tow rope heroes, and we'll continue. We want you to nominate. Go to northernbroadcasting.com or voicesofmontana.com and tell us who your tow rope is. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers, and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.